Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very late episode of Top Model Rewind. Hello.
But we're here and we're ready and we're healthy. Yeah.
Yes, now. Now we're healthy.
One of us has an unknown allergy, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, so you texted me on the day we were supposed to record, which was Wednesday, kind of like later in the day, and you were like,
it was like right before we were supposed to record, and I was it was pretty close. I don't remember what time it was, but I felt like a lot of time had passed. I felt like a lot of time had passed because it felt like I was at the hospital for a very long time, because anytime you go to the emergency room, it feels like you're there for about 10 hours. I think I was only there for 3 hours. It just felt like more. But anyways, so last year I had an allergic reaction to something. Don't know what. Went to an allergist. Told Danielle all about that hellish experience. scared to go back to the allergist, basically. So now this time of year is rolled around again, and I've had another allergic reaction.
To who knows what.
To who knows what.
Could be in your food.
Could be. Is it COVID?
Could be an animal?
No, it's not COVID.
definitely not.
It's not COVID.
EpiPens don't usually solve COVID.
They don't. So. That would be cool, wouldn't it? Everybody just get an EpiPen. but no, yeah. It turns out when you use an EpiPen, and Danielle and I were talking about this, when you use an EpiPen, you have to go to the hospital anyway.
Still got to pay $800.
Yeah, still got to go to that emergency room and get checked out.
It just saves your life or something. I don't know.
But
temporarily.
Yeah. They're like, the allergy, you'll have another round of a reaction. They give you two doses in the EpiPen. Apparently, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I guess
after
if you're just
the
really
second dose, it just kicks back in.
I don't know. They said maybe it's just for people who live really far away. You know, like I'm hours from a hospital. I need this. Maybe I could. And this is kind of a scary thought. But I'm like, do I use the EpiPen next time? Do I just go to the? I kind of want to just go to the hospital.
I would use it personally.
I can't recommend anyone not. So
you don't want to get sued for giving bad medical advice on our podcast.
We're not doctors. Clearly, but
we're patients. I very happy that you're okay and are able to record. Just wait until, just put this on your calendars, everyone, for next year.
I mean, like,
Alex may have an allergic reaction in late August, early September. So.
Yes. That's a timeline we're looking at.
I'm going to schedule a vacation during that week, you know?
Yeah.
I know we're not going to be able to record anyway. So.
Yes. There you go.
We'll double book some episodes.
We'll take it off.
Yeah, but so that was the emergency, but we're good now, hopefully good. Forever. That would be nice.
Wow, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you never have an allergic reaction again. You never figure out what this is because you don't have an allergic reaction.
I don't have any allergies. It's just nerves. No.
It's a panic attack.
It's just a panic attack. No.
Yeah.
The looks on everyone's faces when I roll in there always tells me different.
Oh, sweaty.
No. they're just like, oh, yep.
An allergic reaction for sure.
Okay, the cool thing about anaphylaxis though is that you basically cut in line when you get to the emergency
room. That's cool.
They're like
specialty treatment.
Yeah, they're like, they might die or something. It's great.
Wow, VIP over here. That's cool.
The only time I didn't get to cut in line was when there was a car accident right before I got there.
That's also
they got
important.
Precedent.
Well, so that was it. And we're sorry. Also, the week before, there was a whole fiasco. This is all me.
We're doing great. We're doing fantastic.
Yeah. For me, I'm just like really pissed because I've made this mistake like 5 times already. And it's like, now you got to actually like make a change because this is obviously not working. And it's not great that you keep on messing this up in the same exact way each time. And it's because I freaking label... It's all on me. I label my episodes wrong. So then I confuse my recording of my track with just my voice with our final edited recording.
Podcast.
So
that's it. Yeah.
Keep on doing it. And I just need to stop.
It's hard, man. Habits are hard.
Yeah. So I'm going to try very hard to label it correctly, and hopefully that will mitigate any further annoyances with this. But yes, that's what happened. And then, like, I could have, see, in the past, it hasn't been such a problem because mm-hmm. I've been able to re-upload the correct episode the next morning mm-hmm. after I'm made aware of my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in DC this weekend for my brother's wedding. So I did not bring my laptop with the file on it. So I had literally, there was no way Alex could not have done anything. Like,
I literally,
my file was on a computer that you were like hours away from mm-hmm. and could not upload the file. So I was like, we're just going to have to reschedule it or put it up on Monday. So that's what we did.
We are human beings.
I'm sorry. sorry about it. We're so sorry. And it's not over yet because we have to figure out whether we're halting a week because I'm on another vacation, you know, just me jet setting across the world. So, yeah, well, hopefully, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we need to take an off week or if we can keep on going. But, I apologize for that too. I promise after that's over, we will be on track.
To be fair, we're both taking time off. So it might just be, you know, might just be what happens. Yeah. It's all right.
Time off as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And usually I'm like in the country, so I'm able to record anyway.
Right. This is international.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jet set. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Sorry. Apologies for all that.
Apologies that we just suck. Ugh. You know.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. How do other podcasters do this? Because, man, schedules make it hard.
I think they just accept that they're imperfect. I was on my, like, there's one podcast I subscribe to, their Patreon, and there's, like, mistakes all the time. And honestly, the people that, like, complain about it, I'm just like, wow. Like,
this is free.
Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, with Patreon, you are paying, but
yeah.
That's a little different. But honestly, I get less mad about the pay. I also subscribe to a Patreon and podcast, and they're all over the place. Like, they publish Thursday. They're supposed to publish on Thursdays, but they always end up publishing on like Sunday.
Yeah.
So, but I honestly don't care. It doesn't really bother me.
No. See, you're just worried about how people are going to think of our podcast and how.
Yeah,
unprepared, unequipped. I don't know.
Yeah, mostly I'm just thinking, like, you know, with inconsistencies, like I can
for sure.
I know people might get frustrated with inconsistencies, and they're just like, it's not worth
it. Drop off.
So what I'm saying.
Sensitive
in my head is,
to
like, that. We gotta make sure that we're consistent, or else, you know, I don't want people to like find our product to be frustrating instead of a nice release from the week and being able to listen to someone talk about Top Model. So
sure.
I want to keep that experience pure for you listeners.
Want to provide.
So yes, that's, I'm trying to do that. But anyway, so that was a lot of talk about logistics, but this episode was very interesting.
And by that,
I mean infuriating. I got so angry during this episode.
It's hard. Yeah.
It's just like Sam and Sheena were just really getting to me this episode. It's funny this season. I feel like people kind of take turns being villains a little bit. Like, I mean, they're just humans. Like, nobody's perfect. And this season really shows that because there really aren't any like god tier contestants. Like, they're all like, they all show their like base ugly human impulses sometimes on this episode, which, you know, we all do in life. But yeah, I just feel like it's much more apparent on this season. Because I love Sheena, I do, but I hated what she was doing this episode.
It was really weird. And the like false equivalencies and stuff, and like just a lot of cliches came out of her mouth this episode, I noticed. A lot of fun cliches.
Cliches.
Like,
is that the word for it?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah. She goes,
xenophobic, she said, comments.
You are what you think. That was my favorite one. And then I can't remember. She used another one when they got back to the house. And I was like, these are all phrases you have heard from like old people over the years. But it was just very funny because I was like, she's just applying like dumb cliches
to
a very real situation.
I didn't know that's what you were referring to. I thought you meant like what she was saying, where she said, you're only an immigrant in your mind.
Oh,
that
okay.
is the that's, wildest sentence I've yeah, ever heard
not
in my
that,
life.
That the sentence she said after that, which is, okay. you are what you think. And it's like, that's no, not the same thing.
Yeah.
She's also, an immigrant.
Also,
like,
no.
But yes, she's an immigrant. I don't.
That, I can't even, when I say that sentence, it just like, for, it's such a crazy yeah. thing to say that you're no. only an immigrant in your mm-hmm. mind. What? No, you are an immigrant.
Tangibly.
Like,
sorry.
Yeah, that is a thing know. That you are. Like,
and that's fine. And also just the, do you like it in America? That was my least favorite part. And I agree with Alina and Marjorie. That was like saying, go back to your country if you don't like it
yeah.
here. It was horrible. I was like, good Lord. And Alina tells, you know, she's like, how can mm-hmm. you possibly not know that that would be a hurtful thing to say? I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I the things that they were saying, it's like pretty much whatever like Trump supporter says now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Snowflakes.
Like it's
yeah.
Yeah, it's this like very classic like xenophobic lines they were just spitting out like it was nothing. Like this was just like a casual conversation they were having, but they were really being horribly xenophobic and it was yeah. really hard to listen to.
Really terrible.
Yeah, it was just, and like, I'm also just like, why do you even care? Why mm-hmm. do they care so much about Marjorie and Alina talking about their experiences as immigrants and also, you know, just like talking about their own insecurities in the competition and that sort of mm-hmm. thing and like, you know, their own like troubles with communication styles and everything like that? Like, why do Sam and Sheena even like care that they're talking about this or they feel this way? Like, it's not
yeah,
your problem.
I don't know. I don't get it at all. Like, I don't get why they think it's any of their business or why they think they should be able to relate to it. Or, you know, it's one of those things like this time period in history that this mm-hmm. cycle is in is such a like, I don't know. I just remember a lot of like division, you know, mm-hmm. like very extreme polar opposite opinions about like being an American and what mm-hmm. that means and stuff like that. You know, just this episode just reminded me of like when you had to mm-hmm. argue with people about like empathy and like yeah. be like, yeah, when you had to be like, yeah, you haven't gone through that or like, you know, like clearly you don't understand this experience because you haven't been through it. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
I don't know when that happened, but there was some kind of collective, you know, mm-hmm. What am I thinking of? What's the word? Epiphany. Where we kind of started to realize, like, as yeah. a society, we should be sensitive to mm-hmm. everyone's individual life and traumas and all that shit. But not in this cycle.
No.
No.
Yeah. It's the internet, quite honestly. It's like because we're
yeah.
exposed to more like people like sharing their experiences
for sure.
and stuff like that. So like now we've been exposed to it so much that, you know, I think it's just like hearing other people's experiences
mm-hmm.
makes you more empathetic. But here, like, I guess they just cannot see beyond themselves, especially Sam.
Yeah.
Like, to me, she is just like, she just cannot fathom how Alina and Marjorie feel. And it's just like, you aren't them. Like, you didn't grow up like they did. You have no clue their background and how it's mm-hmm. impacting them. And she just like cannot understand it. Because then we have Sheena who is like, I mean, her mother is an immigrant.
Yeah.
So she was talking about that during this mm-hmm. episode. Like, she's experienced these other things and like, she's like, but she's just saying, you know, you face adversity, but you kind of, you
overcome
make
it
harder on yourself.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, you make the decision whether that adversity is going to affect you or not. So like,
right.
you know, that's kind of her mindset. Mm-hmm. But it just really sucks because it's like Sheena. Well, one, Sheena, you're not an immigrant. Your mother is an immigrant. So you don't
right.
really know exactly like how it is. Like, I know mm-hmm. you've probably experienced like discrimination and that sort of thing and in your life. But, you know, you haven't experienced
not
the
head
immigrant
on.
Experience,
right.
Which is different. Mm-hmm. And so there's that. But also like, Sheena just seems to be an extraordinary person, you know, and it's
yeah.
great that she's like, she can just that she doesn't let things bother her and that she can just like keep on going and mm-hmm. nothing, it does not faze her what other people think or say or anything like that. That's great.
Oh yeah.
Great that she feels that way. But it's like not everyone is like that, Sheena. Like not everyone can just like move on and like
for
conquer
sure.
the world like you can. So
for sure.
Yeah. Which this also is a little bit of you can't see beyond yourself in your own mindset, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. A little bit. Yeah. Perception is everything. Perspective, not perception. Perspective is everything, you know? But yeah, it's just very unfair. When Sam says, but didn't you guys move here when you were like 8 years old?
Yeah.
And Alina just starts crying, like so vulnerable. Alina, the one that struggles, you know, to show emotion. God. And Sam's face, like a duck on the pond, like just like, I don't, God, this is annoying that she's emotional right now. I was just like, this is so hard to watch. Like,
mm-hmm. I really feel for Alina in general. Geez. She has really gotten shit on this entire season. Mm-hmm. Like, first there was the Brittany, was that her name? Yeah, the Brittany thing where Brittany was like, you're evil because you don't love your mother.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
and
Brittany.
And then
yeah.
we have like Sam with what you said there. And then mm-hmm. later the atheism thing gets thrown at her too. Like, you're not religious. So why are you doing a Christmas shoot? Like, she really just like, people are really being super insensitive to Alina.
And they just got onto her at panel about not actually letting go. That was bullshit. Yeah. Made me mad too. I was like, come on. People that don't cry, that's a hard, come on. I wouldn't know because I cry all the time. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm just like, wow, she's really going through it this season. Just like no one understands her. I'm like,
just send me home. Yeah, true alienation. God.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm honestly glad that she has Marjorie there to like commiserate with at least on one part of her life.
Oh, I'm so happy they had each other. I can't imagine the suffering.
Yeah.
God. Nope. At least, I mean, actually, though, if they weren't both there, maybe it would never get brought up. I don't know.
True. Yeah, they wouldn't be talking about it, I guess, as much. Yeah. But
they'd just be repressing it, keeping it way down deep.
Yeah.
Like usual.
And Sam would have been thrilled by that. She's like, yes, shove it down. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Like, yep. Just keep stay on out going. Of my way.
Yeah, I just, it was a lot. So, and like to mm-hmm. put in, like, I feel like we've been talking about the reaction to what they were saying more so than what they actually said.
But
Alina has started to kind of like say the same things as Marjorie, where she's like, yes, I am this way because I am European. Like, I mm-hmm. can't show emotion very well. Mm-hmm. So she's like starting to talk like this way too. And yeah, like we said, Sam and Sheena cannot stand that apparently. Mm-hmm. They just, it's like, and I've already said it before, but it's just like the fact that, why do you care? Because it's really only impacting them. Like, they're obviously struggling and having a hard time with this. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not. So why do you care?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are going through it. You know, it's just like, you don't
there is a human dissonance that does this with people. And I think particularly young people, which I have to remind myself all the time that these people are younger than me. And
true.
Yeah. Sam a is lot 18. Of them. Sam is 18. She does not know what she's doing. And like she has lived in such a tiny little world her whole life. And it's just like, everyone I know is fine. So like,
yeah,
what's the big deal?
You know? From your middle class background, everyone's fine. Cool. Yeah. Your middle class white background. Yeah.
Yeah. But it really reminds me of like high school. It really does. Like just mm-hmm. the you've been raised in your family. So you've only seen one perspective your whole life. And you think that everyone should be accustomed to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, gotta love Jocelyn. I was saying there's no like perfect contestants. Jocelyn is has pretty much been perfect the entire time. But she is sick though. Or she's like, I can't worry about this. I gotta worry about not being sent home. Like, she is just like focused on the competition.
I don't have time.
Of course, as we talked about, she does get sick. Or as I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So anyway. The Swirl twins were reunited at last. Long last. Yes. love them. Love that. I do think they kind of screwed the models over by having the Swirlton twins teach them before their challenge. Because the Swirl twins, they're a little extra, okay?
Yes.
love a twirl. A twirl as much as you want. Twirl
twins
up a tornado.
Twirling is already extra. I don't.
Yeah, it's in their name, a swirl yeah. twins. You know, this yeah. is what they love to do.
Swirl.
So they're like telling the models to go all out, you know, like be crazy basically in their modeling. And then they like get, you know, they get acquainted with a real designer who wants them to model her real clothes. And they do this challenge where they dress up in these like green morph suits so you can't see their body when they're on screen. Mm-hmm. And then they just go ham on stage and the designer hates it. She absolutely hates it.
Yep. She I guess it probably just tripped them up thinking they had to do too much. Yeah.
I think the extraness of the Israel twins might have gotten their heads a little bit. They're like, okay, yes. I guess I'm going to like, because who was it that said, or it was the designer, but there was one model who they were like, too much twirling, like calm down on the twirls.
It wasn't Jocelyn?
It might have been. It was someone who had like a lot of fringe on their dress. I don't remember who that was.
I can't remember. Yeah. I'm just, picturing Jocelyn. Maybe that's what made her say.
Oh, no. Jocelyn did the burlesque strip tease thing. She did the worst.
Right. She did a bad job. Yeah.
That was, I was like, Jocelyn, no, come on. It looks like, it really did look like a vaudeville stripper. It was not.
Yes, it did.
It was not great. Who rubs the belt on their neck? Please just don't. But yeah, the designer looked so mad. It was kind of hilarious, actually.
It was pretty good.
You like could see in her face, like, why the fuck did I go on this show? Like,
oh yeah. What is
why did I think this was a good idea?
Yeah. The concept itself, I would be like, what am I looking at right now? Just the green screen idea. So stupid.
What makes it even dumber is like, couldn't they actually see the models in their green suits, or could they only see the screens?
Yes, no. Yeah, what was so stupid is that, well, I guess during the challenge, mm-hmm. they saw them in their suits, but I don't remember, they don't look at them in panel, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they could
see the suits though. The audience could, right? That's what I thought they could. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so I'm like, what's the point of this even? Yes. Like to have this green screen suit thing when you like you can still see them in their suit. Like obviously I'm going to be looking at the weird green Martian twirling around. I'm not going to be looking at the screen.
Yeah, the illusion was definitely shattered for the viewer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that whole it was just like a really stupid concept.
Yeah.
And God, I hope like in my narrative, in my mind, I hope that like an agent booked this for the designer. Oh, and God. So she had no idea what she was getting into and was just horrified. But if she knew the show, she should have known that something like this was probably going to happen. That it was probably going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But man, like they had some really embarrassing performances on this. Some of them were so bad. Mm-hmm. Jocelyn was the worst though with the belt thing.
Hubba hubba. Yeah. I just can't imagine. I guess if you're sick, you're foggy, you don't know what's going on.
Well, she hadn't even gotten sick yet, right? Oh. She gets sick after this. So she's just making mistakes. But yeah, so one thing that cracked me up is they put on these suits and like they're unrecognizable. Oh, and Sam, I did love this with Sam. She was like, this is stupid. Like she just said it out loud, which I love.
She and the designer just...
Yeah, on the same page. Mm-hmm. She was like, these are hot and not great. I do not like this. But you like can't really tell who's who because they're in these suits. Mm-hmm. But then when Marjorie comes off stage and she immediately does her little like hands on hips, like she like bent her back, like the hunchback look. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, that is just like... You cannot mistake Marjorie. Like she did that and it was just such a Marjorie move in her green suit.
Oh, man.
That absolutely cracked me up. I'm like, her body language is so unique.
Poor
man.
Marjorie. Yeah.
Yeah, with the dress falling down. Mm-hmm.
That's so stupid. You can't feel it.
Yeah, it's not really her fault that much. I mean, like the designer was like, oh, you should put your arms in. It's like, well, I don't know if she even knew to do that, to be honest.
I don't even know if she knew it was slipping, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't think she did at all. Like,
I don't either. She was very confident out there. Well, you know, as confident as she is.
In a normal situation too, like no one's going to be wearing these green suits on a runway. So like this advice really isn't that applicable. I mean, like
the only thing that this makes sense for is like a visual ad And yeah, you would totally be able to, if you know, edit that. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. This would never be a live situation. I can't see it, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it could only be a live situation if you did actually like obscure the model from the audience and like you were just filming them. And so the audience could only have seen it on a screen.
I see. Yeah.
But yeah, this situation does not work at all. And I don't think anyone's done this since. I think this was solely a top model thing that they did here. And yeah, it was, I felt bad for Marjorie. It also was a skin tight dress too. She said that like she probably didn't have any concept of it falling off because she was like sucked in like as tight as possible, apparently. So
yeah.
Alina was cracking me up because she was getting really nervous. Mm-hmm. And then James St. James, who, by the way, James St. James is there.
Yes, he is.
And then he starts like dancing with her, which was sweet. And she was like, oh, I'm in a fun mood now.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is your fun mood, Alina?
Just she bopping a little bit. Yeah.
She cracks me up when she says she's feeling fun. I'm just like, she's like the most muted person ever.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling fun right now. It's like, I know you are, Alina. Mm-hmm. I know you're having fun, but.
And you know, on the inside, like there's just a teeny tiny little spirit going. And like, that's to her, that's like, wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. She like to Marjorie, this is like the craziest she's ever been. She's
the sun. Yeah.
Yeah. She comes out, she swipes up that arm. It actually looked pretty good. She did a good job and she won, so she deserved it. But yeah, I was like, this is her feeling fun. This is her feeling fun and flirty right here.
Frisky.
Yeah, they had a lot of heavy hitters this episode. Dia Swirl twins, James St. James, and Choquette. I was like,
jeez.
Guys are bringing out the classics right now. Love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's mostly it. Like I said, Alina won.
I thought Leo did pretty good.
Yes,
isn't Leo the one with the pearls?
With the pearls, yeah. Mm-hmm. Leo did do a good job with that. And Aunt Choquette called it out. She complimented her.
Yeesh.
Or complimented them. So yeah. Good job, Leo.
Great job, guys.
Alina wins, and here's where I go into part two of being pissed off at Sam and Gina.
Do that.
Because I just hated this so much. The whole,
it's
like...
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's this crazy.
This is not... Yeah, it is crazy. They're mad at Alina winning and then doing the holiday spread because Alina's an atheist, and so she, therefore... does not deserve to do this holiday spread. It's hypocritical, apparently. And there's just so much to say. I mean, number one is this is not like Jesus Christmas.
Nope.
This is commercial capitalism Christmas.
This is red and green and bling Christmas.
There you go. That's the perfect way to put it. Yeah, this is literally nothing to do with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing.
Yeah, this argument was amazing to me because I was just like, nobody hears themselves right now. Alina was like, she didn't say it, but you could tell she was like, this is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Not even going to acknowledge it because it was truly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. She's a model. Yeah. She's a salesman. Like, you guys are salesmen. Like, you sell things you don't believe in all the time. That's like half the game, you know? You don't put on a dress and go, ugh. You know? Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. None of it made sense. They were just pissed that the person they don't like won.
Yes. Yeah. So dumb. Yeah, that was it. But also like with some like, I don't even know what the word is for being like discriminating against atheists, but they were doing it for sure. So there was that, the fact that it's just like, well, she's not putting on, like, it's not a nativity scene, you know, it's like freaking 17 magazine. They're wearing dresses like and clutches. So no, it has nothing to do with Jesus. And then, yeah, that was my main point of contention with the whole argument that she shouldn't be doing this holiday spread. But also just like not hypocritical. Like, she knew was calling her a hypocrite or something for doing this.
Marjorie said she's calling you a hypocrite. Okay, I like how Marjorie gets in the middle. I really enjoy it. I love to do that.
So. But I mean, she was, though. Sheena was calling her a hypocrite, though.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think Marjorie just translated that for her. atheism is, like, the absence of religion. It's not, like, a hatred of Christianity. So it's not like she has, like, anything against Christianity. Like, she's definitely not displaying it in any way. So it's not hypocrisy.
God. That's all it is. Without God, you know?
Yeah, it's not saying, like, I do not believe in anything that Christians stand for. It's just, like, I don't believe in
I think, you know, yeah, you're right. Like, it's not a hatred. It's literally just an absence. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a Satanist or whatever, you know? It's just, just someone that
doesn't believe in it. Yeah.
Whatever.
So... anyway, I hated this a lot.
it was terrible that nobody even, like, intercepted
defended
that.
Her either. Yeah. I mean, it's really, it's atheists get a lot of shit, and it's like, if you poll people on, like, who they feel like the most like vitriol for, like, religion wise. Even people that are like, I don't like Jewish people or Hindu people or things like that. Like, atheism is, like, at the very bottom of the list, the people that they dislike the most. Like, they're like, all the other religions, even if I don't believe in them, are better than being an atheist.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is, like, according to Pew Research. So, like, they do get a lot of, like, people think that they're really bad people. And it's like, no, it's, I don't know. It's like the absence of God. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not a hatred.
It's not
to your
the
religion.
Absence of a moral compass.
And it also, they have morality. And yeah. But some people don't think that. Some people genuinely think that if you're atheist, you do not have a moral compass and you could just murder someone. And
you're just, like, a sociopath. That's all it means. It's just another word for sociopath. No.
So, yeah, I hate to see this. I hate to see when someone's, like, really discriminating against someone who's atheist, because it's just like.
Elena's a strong person.
I hate it.
Given up so fast.
Yeah.
After the second inconvenience, I would have been gone.
She really is handling it fairly well.
She's very
for having
poised.
People like attack her like so much this season.
And she says in her confessional, "I'm being attacked," and I'm just like, "You are. You really are." Like,
everything that you believe in is just under assault right now.
Ugh.
But so even before, like, so they're, you know, they do the holiday shoot, they come back. And then they're making dinner or something like that. Someone mentions teriyaki sauce. And Sam does, like, a terribly exaggerated, super racist, like, Japanese accent with teriyaki sauce. The word teriyaki sauce.
Yes.
And it's obviously terrible and was really insensitive and racist. And then Leo, I was like...
Good on Leo.
I'm surprised that Leo... did it, because it's hard to stand up to people.
It is.
Like that,
it's hard
a lot of the times.
Out.
Like, even, and they did it in such a good way where it was just like, hey, maybe don't do that. Like, it
that
was
could
like
be
the most
perceived as offensive. Is what they said. And it's like, that's so
a great way to do it, where it's just like a very quick, like, hey, don't do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I love that. I loved the way that Leo did that. But Sam is like,
immediately
defensive
about it. Yeah. I don't think I'm offending anyone.
Well, she was just straight up, like, denying that there was, like, literally anything wrong with what she did. And it was
Yeah, it really is this, like, American stereotype of just, like, stonewalling people, you know? Of just, like, oh, my God. Like, I am so sick of people getting offended. Like, that sort of thing is just what's happening here. And it's so...
I just hate it, too. She says that, I don't think I'm offending anybody. What's like, oh, great that you don't think you're offending anyone, Sam.
It's that, like, I'm sorry that your feelings got hurt by that or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also just like, we're pulling who? The white blonde person in the room, and you don't think you're offending anyone? That's great. But have we, like, pulled, like, everyone else in America?
Sheena validated it. So, Sheena, you know, it's good. It's good. It's fine. Sheena gave it the okay, you know?
Yeah, so Sam can just do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole Sheena thing, too, being like, I say it's fine, so therefore it's fine with everyone, I guess.
Yep, that was what that was. I was like, what is happening right now?
I hated that. It's just also, again, it's the whole like, well, I feel this certain way, so therefore mm-hmm. it is okay. And it's like, but there are like so many people that do get offended by this sort of thing, you know, and you are this like person who, more power to you, like does mm-hmm. not get offended easily, which is great. Yeah. Like, I'm glad yeah. you're able to do that, but it's mm-hmm. like not everyone feels yeah. that way. And also it's just like yeah. hurting like the wider,
yeah,
just like making Asian people and Japanese people into like it's, a character, and like ultimately it's not just a funny
accent. Just lending to a stigma that we don't need to perpetuate. All right.
Yeah. So it's like at the root of it, you dehumanize people when you make them into the characters. So yes. just do not
sure do.
Do it. Thank you. So
good PSA. I liked it.
But yeah, I just, that was the third strike against Sam this episode. I was just like, you were.
It's a rough, it is a rough hitting, episode. We're just in the thick of it the whole time.
Hitting every bad thing yeah. possible. And then Sheena has decided to pick this to be her like whole, like, I'm over it. You know, I want to confront
you
guys. This is the
hill she's going to die on. Yeah.
Yeah. Because someone made a face. I don't remember. Marjorie or Alina. I think it was Marjorie made a face.
They just like smirked because everyone's being ridiculous.
Yeah. And Sheena was really pissed off about that. And it was like, since like this conversation that we had in the limo about the whole European thing, nothing's been the same in the house. And loved Alina's you response. Was like, she was like, yeah, because you offended us. Like, I agree. It hasn't been the same because we're mad at you.
Since you insulted us to our yeah. face. Yeah.
Exactly. They were like, that was funny.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty clear why things were different.
Yeah. And Sheena thinks this is a battle between good versus evil, which.
Another fun, another cliche she throws in there. I just loved, like, I was like, somebody taught you in, like, parables only. Like,
it was so dramatic. Like, mm-hmm. good versus evil. What's like, yeah. which, like, I don't think it's the opposite. I don't think you guys are the evil ones and they're the good ones. It's just like, right. but like, you in this situation, you think that you are the good side in this situation, just like kind of blows my mind.
It's
like,
amazing. Yeah.
I just don't know what they're doing that is evil. Like, it's just such a dramatic word to describe what they're doing. It's just like, I don't like them. No, they're evil.
Like, yeah, I can't figure out either. Like, I cannot figure it out. All that Alina has done is express emotions and win a challenge.
Yeah.
Evil. God. Evil. God. Man.
Yeah. It was.
That makes me sad. Makes me sad, man.
Yeah, it does. Which, and they really, like, near the end, we haven't gotten there, obviously, but when they're cheering basically on Alina to go, like, they really do believe it is good versus evil here. They, like, thought this was, like, you know, the villains winning out when Alina got to stay. Like, that's how they felt about this.
That's so fun. It's so fun.
So,
anyway. I would embrace that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Villains, we rise. Yeah. Our atheist villain
start putting everybody's moment. Hands in warm water at night and shit. Yeah
love it. All right, so CoverGirl commercial time. We almost forgot that it was this
woo
CoverGirl commercial. And they get a teleprompter, which I think really helps mm-hmm. a lot of them out, but really, I don't know, I mean, Leo's is fantastic,
standout mm-hmm.
best CoverGirl commercial, Tyra says mm-hmm. it, of the show. And I think it is before and since, like, I don't think it's been topped.
Yeah, I agree.
By anyone since. It is such a good commercial. Mm-hmm. And Leo really is an actor. Like, yep. they are so good at this. They have a natural talent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they had done any acting classes or anything before this. Do you, like, they don't mention
they did.
It.
No, they did. I mean, they did, dance, I'm sure, like, and
oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I always feel like there's like there's a theatrical element, any kind of performance, if you're in like performance arts, I feel like people teach you that you have to express emotions on your face to connect with the audience, no matter what you're doing, if mm-hmm. it's performance art. So I feel like probably a little practice there, but also Leo's just like a very, I don't know, like has this like sweet, sweet empathy, you know, and mm-hmm. I feel like those kind of people like connect so well with their face. And Leo does a very good job, particularly in this commercial. Mm-hmm.
Just like everything they were doing was mm-hmm. very smooth.
Yeah.
And very natural.
It was truly conversational. Like it was like
yeah.
not mm-hmm. different from the way that they talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really good to watch. And it was that the first take? It seemed like maybe. It was the first take.
Maybe,
and I was
yeah.
just like, damn, that is amazing yeah. that they just got it so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They had some really genius touches in there with the, yeah. Like closing their eyes and like putting mm-hmm. on the makeup. Mm-hmm. And that was the first shot of the entire commercial.
Yeah.
I loved that. That was so smart.
Yeah.
And looked so good on camera.
Yeah, it was perfect. They were using the thing. They say it, that's the only person that uses the product.
Yeah. Well, someone clapped it shut, right? Or no? Did that
McKee, maybe?
Or no, no.
That was
Leo.
Leah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Because they're, yeah, it's in front of them.
Yeah. And I love a little snap that yes. Leah did with the
good
case.
Timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was some, I thought that
Jocelyn pulls
who,
it out
okay,
and
that's
holds
what
it real
of.
Weird. Jocelyn's like,
yeah.
Jocelyn's like,
weird.
Yeah, shoving, like they're, like she's waving at the camera with the, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The eyeshadow. But then she like puts it back and pulls out the eyeshadow or mascara.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you don't wear makeup because you forget what things are called. but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There were a couple others that fumbled with the products, but Leo was the only one that like smoothly executed
yeah.
that.
Which I actually didn't think Jocelyn was that bad. I felt
the
like
hands were just weird.
Yeah, when Sam's hands were worse though, man. She
aren't
was
they
doing
always?
She was doing some crazy stuff. Like when the like camera was like close up on her face, you saw her hands like flip up and I'm just like, stop it.
It's like,
please stop
why
it.
Would you interesting.
She just can't help it. It's just mm-hmm. natural, I guess.
They're attracted to the camera. They just get
in. Yeah. They gotta be on camera. Yeah. But yeah, I actually thought Jocelyn did a good job. And she was like super sick. That was disgusting, by the way. I was so mad at the producers for showing me that.
It was gross. Yeah.
It was gross. The vomiting. They showed it coming out of her mouth. I'm like,
they did.
Do not do that. I know it was like, she hadn't yeah. been eating anything or whatever, but ugh. It's still disgusting. And
oh
like,
yeah, no, that
I'm
that
getting,
makes
like,
people
gross
vomit.
Out just thinking
yep,
about
yep.
it.
Yep, we're gonna make people vomit.
I hate it
I
so much.
I think it
I have
truly,
a fear of
truly,
vomiting, so.
It didn't even register to me that we saw it. Like I see so much, so
yeah,
many things.
Yeah.
You know, we're not gonna get into it. We're gonna move yeah. past it. Danielle might need a drink of water.
Maybe. I'm getting kind of sick talking
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, did not like this at all.
Moving past it.
But she did a good job, I thought, mm-hmm. comparatively to what. But Sheena was definitely second best.
Sheena
sure.
was awesome. Yeah.
I was like,
sure.
damn it, Sheena, I wouldn't be mad about you all episode, but this was a good performance from her.
This is such a good performance, yeah.
What they call the slinky sink. Her Sheena
the inky slink.
Inky
the inky slink.
Yeah. That was she, I was like a yeah, rattlesnake. She has that. She was like putting her personality into it. I really liked it. Like the
yeah.
little head like thing that she did was really mm-hmm. cool. And she also like what I liked about Leo was how fluidly they walked down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena did that too, though. Like, she
yep.
had a very fluid walk down the stairs.
Yeah.
So they both did well.
Mm-hmm.
But Leo did better.
They did. Yes. I agreed. Mm-hmm.
And they really showed pretty much, like, all of the commercials. Like,
they did. Yeah.
During the shoot. But yeah, McKee, I thought it was, like, too
lost.
Sexy and slow a little
it
bit.
It was weird. It was, like, low and slow.
Yeah,
like
that
a crock
does
kind of
sound like
it. It was weird. And did McKee get lost? I thought somebody got lost on the set, like, started walking off of it. Or maybe not. But
I think that was Marjorie, wasn't it? Or no?
Okay, maybe. Maybe.
Just
because
Marjorie was
too.
So awkward.
Just so nervous. Yeah.
Oh, God. Marjorie. Well, her final commercial was like, is she on coke or something? She just seems like she... She was
that's
a lot
buzzing. Yeah,
it's amazing. Just her energy. But mm-hmm. the whole, oh my god, the thing where they like she's getting upset with herself. She's
yeah.
really upset with this commercial, huh. and then she's on the couch, and they're like, "Okay, you ready, Marjorie?" And she went, "Yeah," and she looked so sad. Like, it was kind of adorable. I was like, "Oh, it was like a little kid when they're like really upset about something.
Yeah, that's what she reminds me
of. I was like, oh, Marjorie. They laughed too because they were it was hilarious. But
an Eeyore moment.
It was such an Eeyore moment, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she was a mess. Alina was not good. I thought Alina was okay. She wasn't good, but she did better than I thought she was going to do.
I remember. Oh, yeah. It was just so, God, she's just so mature. Like, she's just so, that should have been like a, I don't know, like a practice safe sex commercial or something. Like, be responsible is how the tone I got from this cover.
Yeah, she needed to do a PSA.
Yes.
Yeah, basically is what
she
needed to do.
She would be great at a serious PSA. But that's what she wants to do. Animal rights, you know?
True, even though she's not talked about that since
we haven't heard a word about it.
We haven't heard a word about it. She might be talking about it. They're just not editing
that's true. They just they don't care anymore.
They curled her hair too much in this too. I was like, no, please don't. So yeah, those were my takes.
Everything. Great.
Agreed. So panel, I mean, we've already kind of like talked through all the commercials.
Yeah.
But
as far as like judges, what they thought, I don't.
Yeah. They well, the, first of all, they make them wear those Dutch shoes that to walk
the
around
clogs.
In. The clogs. Yeah. not as dangerous as like the.
As Sam would have you believe.
Top heels. Well, did she actually fall? I was like.
Oh, I don't know.
Did she fall? Because like if she did, she didn't hurt herself because it was like an over and done with thing. But her walk was so bad.
She was literally just trying to keep moving. She was like, I guess I just gotta get there and get back. I don't.
Yeah, I really don't know why they don't bring up how bad her walk is enough on this show. It's not good.
The bow legs, because it's her signature. You're too busy looking at those hands on the runway. You don't even
notice
the legs or the feet, the hands. That's all you see.
Yeah. I'm curious what her final runway is like. I don't remember it, but I have a feeling
I can't remember either.
Can't be good, right? Maybe she pulls it out. I don't know. But yeah, not good. Not good for Sam. And they're going to Amsterdam, which is cool. I'm glad. What a great locale. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Asrael twins came out to be windmills.
I thought that was great. I was how did they plan this so cohesively? Like they're going to Holland and they have the
beautiful
Asrael twins.
Yeah. Oh, I think they were just like, we must bring them on.
We'll have windmills.
Like windmills. Yeah.
I was like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Did they book the Asrael twins first or did they book the flights to Holland first? That's what I was curious about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My thought is they book Holland and they're like, we got to have him. We got to have him just to
introduce
this.
That would probably make more sense, yeah.
But maybe not. But okay, so the commercials we talked about, but here's like my ranking for the commercials.
Ooh, okay.
Leo top, then Sheena. Mm-hmm. And I was like, here's my ranking and I'm not sure if I'm going to like actually be able to rank all of them.
It.
Then honestly, I think I would put Jocelyn after Sheena.
Yeah,
I thought Jocelyn's was pretty good. And then I would probably put maybe McKee, then Alina, then Marjorie, then Sam.
Yeah, I definitely think Sam did the worst. That's everyone. There are only seven of them. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I thought Sam did terrible. And they thought it. They did not give her enough like shit for her.
They just said she didn't enunciate.
Like.
Yeah. Which.
Yeah. Well, they liked how like emphatic she was. And I was like, yeah, she has energy, but it's too much.
She
it's
really reminds me of like a little kid, like just like a, like just wanting to go play on the playground, you know, like just the tone in their voice is so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you put the lash blast on. Like, I don't know. It's like a cartoon character.
It is like a cartoon. Yeah, she should be a voice actress.
She should for children. Like,
yeah, oh, no, for sure. She would definitely be for kids. Like, Rugrats is the vibe I'm getting.
Oh, yeah, Rocket Power, something like that. Like,
Rocket Power. Yeah, she would be great on Rocket Power for sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, Marjorie's might have been the worst. I don't know. I was just like, Sam and Marjorie's were the worst for me.
Yes, they're the worst. I just like Marjorie more, I think. So I'm just like fine with how ridiculous she looked in it because I found it entertaining. And I found Sam's not entertaining.
But honestly, I was like, it's Sam or Alina's week to go. Like, I would not have sent Jocelyn home this week. Mm-hmm. I think that she did a pretty good job for this. And I'm trying to think. I think I only have liked one of Sam's photos this entire time. So I'm like, this would be a good week to send her home, I think.
I don't get it.
And Alina, I'm bored of Alina by now. I don't really.
Yeah, she's not showing anymore. And it sucks because I feel Alina's, what to me is like one of the strongest, like
her look faces is so great.
And everything is so like so much potential, as they would say. But she doesn't execute. She stops after like a few weeks. There's just no progress, you know?
Yeah. So like, I just do not agree with Jocelyn getting sent home this week. It's just not.
It is unjust. It makes no sense.
And the way they do it is terrible.
Yeah.
Tyra with the whole, like, you're going to survive this Jocelyn thing where she, like, says her. She, like, faked her out. Like, why would she do that? Why would she fake Jocelyn out like that?
She's always looking for a one-up on the fake out. Always looking for another way to catch him off guard with a fake out.
God, it was so mean.
How do I devastate them? But what's worse is that she did a fake out of, you made it. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
That's so much worse than you didn't make it.
You're a survivor, so Jocelyn, you're going to survive this. It's
like, you can, you can survive this. She can't. So we got to let her keep going.
Yeah.
That's how that came off. But man.
And she was sick too.
I know. She was sick. She didn't complain at all. She tried her ass off. And she's a good model. She's a good runway model and a good print model. They talk about how her photos weren't like that strong or whatever. And
oh, they were so rude to her when they were like, the runway models used to be like.
All not personality.
Not very gorgeous, I think is what Paulina said.
Not attractive,
like
all
that.
Personality. Yeah. And then the print models were all the looks and no personality. And I was like, that's great.
And they're like, Jocelyn would have been a runway model. They literally said that. And I was just like, damn, that's rude. I was like,
her early photos were fantastic. I don't know. You know?
Yeah. I would have kept her for sure. I don't know if she would have lasted next week. Probably not, but like maybe. I would have at least kept her this week because I'm just like not into Sam or Alina right now. Plus, it would have just been sweet justice of Sam this week.
It would have been so good to have. I just want to see Jocelyn in Holland, you know? Just want to see her taking Holland by the horns. But
yeah. Leo is first call out though, so duh.
Bam.
Obviously. All right. Post show, Jocelyn. She was on Millionaire Matchmaker too, which I find interesting.
That's great.
Two people from this cycle. Kind of weird. But yeah, it seems like she had a bit of a career afterward. She moved to Los Angeles, modeled for Ebony Fashion Fair Collection, appeared in BET's The Family Cruise. I'm not sure what that show is. An actress or producer for the film Hope for Dating in LA, and appeared in the web series Southern Belles in the City. I haven't heard of like those two things at all.
Interesting.
But I guess she dipped her toes in acting, but now she's a realtor. So.
Oh, hell yeah. She's selling houses. Good for her. Uh-huh. In this economy.
It's a good economy for selling houses,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I think it
in
is.
In this economy?
It's, something.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
I don't know. You just say that after a few things. People think you know what's going on, the economy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was a good economy to be selling homes. Maybe it's not anymore. I don't know.
I have no idea. I know it is one or the other right now.
So. Yeah. It could be in the middle, you know?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it might just be okay. It might be an okay time to sell homes right now. Whatever it is, I hope Jocelyn is thriving because
she's selling houses.
I like Jocelyn a lot. Great personality.
Yep.
You know, gorgeous. And beautiful and gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And gorgeous. Heart. Gorgeous face. You know?
All right. Yeah. How do you? So next week, we're in Amsterdam. Hooray. Woo-hoo. Red Light District Challenge. Love that. Mm-hmm. And the pirate photo shoot, the ship photo shoot, it's a goodie. And we have a guest coming on. So a new guest, so that'll be fun.
Yeah,
big week next week. So thank you guys for coming with us on this journey.
Thank you, loyal listeners.
And this next episode
even when
it's
going to
come out on time.
This is coming out on time, so be prepared.
Yeah, it's just the next episode that I'm a little worried about, but we'll see.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will. Okay. We will. All right, everyone. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.